Yashiva padambu jabhakti labhya prema vidana parama pumarta tasmai jagan mangala mangalaya chaitanya chandraya namo namaste chaitanya chandraya namo namaste chaitanya chandraya namo namaste Madgavir api gopala svikriyat kripaya jadi tadaiva sambhaya pitva rishayustat priya janaha Shri Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Sasanatana Rupaka Gopala Raghunathapta Brajabala Bapahimam Namo Brindavanankaya Tubhyam Goloka Molane Purna Brahmata Patraya Namo Govardhanaya Cha Namo Govardhanaya Cha Namo Govardhanaya Cha Hantaya Madhurabala Haridasa Varyo Yad Rama Krishna Charana Spadasa Pramoda Manam Tanoti Sahagogana Yusta Yoryat Pani Yasuya Vasakanda De Kanda Mulai Vanchakopadurubhischa Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Giradhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. There's a nice verse which is composed by Srila Rupa Goswami in his Mangala Charana prayers to his famous book Govinda Lilamrita. It's very appropriate this morning. He says, Madasya Maru Sanchara Kinam Gam Gokulon Mukim Santa Pushna Vimam Snigda Karna Kasara Sanido. He said, we have a problem. He says that our katha, the discussion we'd like to have, is just like a cow. And this cow may be living in Ypsilanti or St. Petersburg, and cows don't like to live in such places like that. Cows want to come to Vrindavan. So this katha of ours in the form of a cow would like to come to Vrindavan. But the problem is this poor cow. It's suffering in the desert of my tongue. There's no juice there. So this is where all of you come in. This is called interactive listening. Santa mum, he says Santa. Santa doesn't mean Santa Claus. Santa means saintly persons, like all of you. Santa pushnav imam shnigdaha. You please all be shnigda or affectionate to me. And karna. Karna means your ear. Karna, kasara, sanido. You, with your ears, which are just like pools of nectar because you've been listening to so many wonderful katas from Sachi Nandan Maharaj and Barijan Prabhu and others. You please give shelter to this poor cow, which is dying. So this is our last session, and we have a long ways to go. I feel like we're on parikrama. And we're going past about 50 places, and I'm just kind of pointed at him and saying, yeah, this is this, and we're running. And the devotees are coming. What was that back there? I don't know. It was something. So please be patient with this. We really want to try to come to the proper conclusion and answer some of the questions that we've put forward. So we can recite the shloka responsively. Giri Nipa Haridasa Shreni Varyeti Nama Mritam Idam Uditam Shri Radhika Vakta Chandrat Brajanavati lakatve kliptavedai sputame. Nija nikata nibasam dehi govardhanatvam. Nija nikata nibasam dehi govardhanatvam. So yesterday we began by citing this verse from Srila Raghunath Das Goswami's Manasiksha, which is also from his Stavavali prayers. And he says, Samam Shri Rupena Smaravivasa Radha Giri Britor Braje Sakshat Seva Labana Videhe Tad Guna Yujo Tadi Jakya Dhyana Shavana Nati Pancham Ritamidam Dayan Nitya Gobha Dhanamanudinam Twam Bhajamana. O mind, in order to attain the direct service of the two divine lovers, Sri Sri Radha Giridhari, in the company of their friends, every day you must constantly drink with Srila Rupa Goswami the five nectars of worshipping them, chanting their names, meditating on them, hearing about them, and bowing down before them. And every day, Dayan means to drink. Dayan, nitya, is saying anudinam means every day. But nitya means constantly every day. Dayan, nitya, gober, dhanam anudinam tvam bhajamana. Every day you must worship Govardhan Hill. This is very important. Why is so much stress given by our Goswamis on the worship of Giridhar Govardhan? And what is the identity of Giridhar Govardhan? This verse is a very important verse for us because Srimati Radharani, it's described that Sri Radhika Mukta Chandra, from the moon-like mouth of Srimati Radharani came this verse, Antaya Madhara Bala Hari Dasa Varyo, that Giridhar, he's the best of all the devotees. So who is Giridhar? What is the conception of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? What is the conception? We'll understand the conception of Mahaprabhu through the conception of our Goswamis and through the conception of our Gurujanas. In many places in Shastra, Giridhar is described as being directly Krishna. The Garga Sanhita says, Giridhar o Hare Rupam Sriman Govardhano Girihi Tasya darshana matrena naro yarti kritartitam Giridhar o Hare Rupam. That Giridhar is directly the form of Krishna. Sriman Govardhano Girihi. He's Sriman, he's endowed with Sri. That's also very significant. Sriman Govardhano Girihi. Tasya darshana matrena naro yarti kritartitam. And someone simply one time has darshan of Giridhar, they'll never have to take a birth again. And it's Priti Sandarbha. Srila Jiva Goswami quotes from the Mathura Mahatmya section of the Skanda Purana, and he speaks about the position of Giridhar. Govardhanascha Bhagavan Yatra Govardhano Dvita Rakshita Yadava Sarve Indravrishti Nivaranat. Govardhan Hill, Govardhanascha Bhagavan. Govardhan Hill is Bhagavan. He's God Himself. This morning we were going, we have this terrible thing we have to do every day as part of our Ayurvedic treatment. If I have a suggestion for anybody here, my suggestion is don't get old. That's a little hard to avoid, but when you start getting old, you have to start doing all these terrible kinds of things for your body. Instead of chanting japa, we're going out and running because we have to take some certain medicine and things. So we're coming back this morning, and it's in the dark, and there's some young boys, I don't know, maybe 18, 20 years old, standing, and one of them, in a very sarcastic way, kind of to us. He saw us coming, and he said probably three of the five words he knows how to say in English. He said, "Oh my God," like this. And we just ignored him and went by. And then I thought to myself, that's very appropriate to say in front of Giri Raj. Because Giri Raj is really my God. Oh my God. So, Govardhanas cha Bhagavan. The Skanda Purana says that Govardhan Hill is Bhagavan. Yatra Govardhana Dritta. Rakshita Yadava Sarve. In this place, Govardhan, he protected all the members of the Yadu dynasty, the Yadava cowherds, Indra Vrishti Nivaranat, from the reign of Govardhan Hill. Now, we would like to examine the ontological position of Giriraj according to the description of our acharyas and from Shastra. Burijan Prabhu yesterday was giving an analogy, beautiful analogy, that he's a miner. And all Vaishnavas should be miners. It means we go into a place which may look very dark and confusing, but you pull out some valuable gems. But I want to remember in my mining activity that the mine doesn't belong to me, but I'm working for my guru janas. It belongs to them. And whatever I find there, I find under their direction, and it belongs to them. So this katha is really inspired by my revered spiritual master, who spoke very strongly about Giriraj being a devotee. But he didn't really explain it so much. And so we're trying to fill in the holes a little bit. And part of the way we're going to do that is by examining a book which is called Garga Sanghita. And I'd like to say a little something kind of technical and scholarly about this Garga Sanghita. Please excuse me, it's not always appropriate for devotees. But because we want to help uphold the prestige of Srila Prabhupada's mission, sometimes it's important that we say certain things about literature. Garga Sanghita is a little bit of a controversial book. It's not mentioned in any Vedic literatures that we know of. It's mentioned in a couple of books which are very controversial themselves and which no scholars accept as authorized authority. Some people say that it was composed by the Vallabha Sampradaya maybe a few hundred years ago because there's no old manuscripts of it. So the presentation we're going to make is based a lot on the Garga Sanghita. Some people say that Garga Sanghita is bona fide because it's quoted by Srila Sanatan Goswami in his Digdarshanatika, his commentary on his own Brihad Bhagavatamrita. That's a fallacious mistake, which is a common comment in our society. It's not true. We looked in the Sanskrit, original Sanskrit, for that Digdarshanatika, for that verse, and Sanatan Goswami doesn't say anything about Garga Sanghita. That was added by Gopi Puranadana Prabhu, our revered Gurujana and wonderful devotee. But it's not a good pramana. And if we cite that, persons who know Sanskrit and who know Brihad Bhagavatamrita, we may look a little foolish. We make Srila Prabhupada's movement look a little foolish. We're presenting Garga Sanghita here on the strength of a few facts. Number one is that the book is profusely quoted by Srila Thakur Bhaktivinoda in the Pramana Kanda of his Navadvip Dham Mahatmya. Maybe he quotes it like 20 times. And it's also accepted, I've done a little contemporary research on it, amongst the Goswamis, amongst Babaji's, amongst leading Vaishnavas and Gaudiya Mutt, and all over, basically everyone accepts Garga Sanghita, and they quote it. So based on that, we're making some presentation from Garga Sanghita. But we're going to begin with the conception of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, Mahaprabhu's conception of Giriraj is a little confusing. Most devotees are familiar with the fact that Mahaprabhu gave a Govardhan Shila to Raghunath Das Goswami, and he said, "A Shila Krishna Vigraha," that this stone is directly the form of Krishna. And we have Srila Bhaktisiddhanta's purport, which Srila Prabhupada translated. Prabhupada writes, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes in his Anubhashya that in the opinion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Govardhan Srila, the stone from Govardhan Hill, was directly the form of Krishna, the son of Maharaj Nanda. The Lord used the stone for 3 years, and then in the heart of Raghunath Das, the Lord awakened devotional service to the stone. The Lord then gave the stone to Raghunath Das, accepting him as one of his most confidential servants. So from this verse and purport, it seems like a closed book deal, very simple, that Giriraj is Krishna. Yet, according to our acharyas, there are other times when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu addressed Giriraj as a devotee. One of the first biographies of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not so well known. It's a Chaitanya Charit, which is composed by Mahaprabhu's early associate, Srila Murari Gupta. And this book is accepted by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta and all of our acharyas. And in the fourth canto, chapter 8, text 18, it describes Mahaprabhu's visit here to Govardhan in Braj and what he said, the prayers that he offered when he saw Giriraj Govardhan. Danyohu yam giri raja eva jagati shri krishna ramo muda yatra kridata eva santatamaho gopala balai saha evam jalpati prema purna rasada shri gora chanda swayam shri govardhan eva sagrahama pita pujayan rityati. Mahaprabhu, he came and he saw Giriraj Govardhan and he said, oh, this is Haridasa Varya. That Giriraj, Govardhan, he's the most glorious of all the devotees. And he summarized this verse. Hantayamadarabala Haridasa Varya Yad Rama Krishna Charanas Bhadasa Pramoda. He said in this verse from Chaitanya Charit, here Krishna and Ram always play in great bliss. Yad Rama Krishna Charana Spadasa Pramoda, the 10th canto describes in this verse, which Raghunath Das Goswami says, Sri Radhika Mukta Chandrat, was spoken by Radharani. Mahaprabhu summarizes saying, here Krishna and Balaram always play in great bliss along with the Gopal Balas, exclaiming with heartfelt eagerness, Sri Gaurachandra, the bestower of the complete spectrum of love for Krishna, danced while worshipping Govardhan Hill. Now that's a rather obscure text, the Chaitanya Charit. And you may say, well, more important is this verse and purport from Chaitanya Charitamrita. But in the same Chaitanya Charitamrita, in Anchalila, chapter 14, text 86, is a description given, actually it's a beautiful area in Jagannath Puri, to this day called Gora Batsahi. Batsa means the way, and Sahi means the neighborhood. This is the path where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was walking every morning, early in the morning. There's a verse described by Vrindavan Das Thakur, Adya Piha Chaitanya E, Shabalila Kori, Jakone Jahari Kori, Drishti Adhikari, that all the pastimes of Gauranga Mahaprabhu are going on right now, right here, in this tent. And certainly in the place known as Gora Batsahi in Jagannath Puri, where Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave a very, very powerful recommendation, suggestion, which I'm going to share with all of you, but I have one request, which I'll tell you afterwards. His suggestion was that when you go to Puri, you should go to the beach and chant your japa early in the morning, about maybe 3-4 o'clock in the morning. Why? He says, because Adya Piha Chaitanya Shabalila Kori, Gora Lila is going on right now. And Mahaprabhu is still going there today to take his bath, as he was doing every day. So he said, if you go there early in the morning, you may see him. That's a pretty good thing to tell everybody, isn't it? So what I'm requesting from all of you If you come to Jagannath Puri, highly recommended, and you go there to chant japa early in the morning, and you see Gauranga Mahaprabhu, you please put in a good word for myself and for Krishna Kun. Mm-hmm. Remember where you heard that comment, okay? So one such morning, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had gone there. Every morning he would take bath, and then he would walk from the ocean to the Jagannath Mandir. Now the ocean is directly south of the Jagannath Temple in Puri. And one such morning, as he was walking, there was a group of sand dunes in front of him, and he was walking with his associates, with Bhagavan Acharya, Jagadat Mahaprabhu's dear friend, and Jagadananda Pandit, and Swarup Damodar Goswami, Roy Ramananda, Govinda Mahaprabhu's servant, and various devotees. And all of a sudden, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became mad, and he began running toward the sand dune. And as he was running, he began reciting this verse from the Venu Geet, which Raghunath Das Goswami says, Sri Radhika Vakta Chandrat, emanated from the lotus mouth, the moon-like mouth of Srimati Radharani. Hantaya Madhara Balahari Dasavaryo Yad Rama Krishna Charanash Padasa Pramoda Manam Tanoti Sahagogena Yastayoyat Paniyasuya Vasakanda Dakanda Mulai. He saw that hill, which today is known as Chatak Parvat. He saw it as Govardhan. And he walked on it. It's very interesting. He instructed Jagadananda Pandit before he came to Vrindavan, don't stay very long in Vrindavan. It's a dangerous place. You commit some offenses in Vrindavan, it'll be very bad for you. Stay for a short time, and when you're there, don't walk on Govardhan Hill. Yet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recited this verse when he saw Chatak Parvat, and it's a long story, but if you read in Anchalila chapter 14, Mahaprabhu saw Radha Krishna Leela. He was at Govardhan Hill. He saw Radha and Krishna in a cave. He fell unconscious. He was having this vision, and he was walking on the hill. And he was seeing Giridhar as a devotee. So we have two apparently differing descriptions about the position of Giridhar Govardhan from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We shouldn't fall prey to the logic of Ardha Kukuti Nyaya, or the logic of half a hen. Some people who like eggs, I hope none of you like that, but they like the back part of the chicken because it gives some eggs, and the front part is very obnoxious because it's always eating and making loud noises, so we just cut it off and have the back part. But it doesn't work like that. We have to have both. And for us to feel completely satisfied, we should have the vishai, the presentation, but we should also have the sangshai. This is given to us by Baladev Vidyabhushan in his Govinda Bhashya commentary on Vedanta Sutra. This is how we should present a topic in an honest way. We present the vishai, the subject, but then the sangshai. There's also a doubt. Some people say Giridhar is a devotee, but there's a doubt because also Shastra says it is Krishna. And then we should present the purvapaksha, the opposing conclusion. And we should present Siddhanta, which presents a sangshai, or a meeting, a conclusion, which brings together both points. So then, who is Giridhar? If we contemplate the position of Giridhar, we can see that he's worshipped in two primary ways, as Haridev and Haridas. Near to Manasi Ganga, where some of you will be going tomorrow with Mother Jagat Tarini, highly recommended. Her parikramas are very, very wonderful. She'll take devotees to Brahmakund. There's two Brahmakunds in Braj. One is in Vrindavan near Gopeshwar Mahadev. That's the more famous one. There's a smaller one near the Haridev temple by Manasi Ganga in Govardhan town. And that Haridev temple was said to be established by, the deity was said to be established by Brajanab, the great-great-grandson of Krishna. And some Vaishnavas, they worship Giridhar as Haridev, the lifter of Govardhan Hill, Giridhari. But other devotees worship him as Haridas. So there are three devotees who are famous as Haridas. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in his commentary on this verse, Hantaya Madhura Bala Haridasa Varyo. And again, just to help anyone who really would like to understand these topics, because we're running really fast, I wrote an extensive article about Chatak Parvat and Puri. And why is it that Mahaprabhu walked on the hill there? And why is it Srila Bhaktisiddhanta walked on the hill there? And not only walked on the hill, but he built his temple, on his Bhujan Kutir, on top of the hill, and he put the deities of Radha Krishna below his Bhujan Kutir. And he raises a question, why did Madhavendra Puri walk on the hill? And we have photographic proof, 500-year-old photographic proof that Madhavendra Puri walked on the hill. For those of you who can see, we have a photo essay. This photo here on my right is a picture of the original Gopal Mandir built by Madhavendra Puri on top of Govardhan Hill, just very close to here. It's taken with a drone. So that's proof, unless there was a helicopter construction company and Madhavendra Puri was building the temple with a helicopter. He was walking on the hill. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta comments on these rather esoteric things. And also that we have some translations, I think, of about 6 or 8 different commentaries on this Hantaya Madhura Bala Haridasa Varyo verse. It's a very, very big topic. But Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in his commentary, he says that there are three persons who, according to Srimad Bhagavatam, who are Haridas, described in the Bhagavad as Haridas. The 10th canto, chapter 75, text 27 says, Haridasasya Rajarse Rajasuya Mahodayam. That this person who is doing the Rajasuya sacrifice, who we know is Yudhisthira Maharaj, he's Haridas. He's a great devotee of Krishna. Again, in the Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 47, text 56, it said, Krishnam samsmarayan mimi haridaso brajokasam. That Uddhava, who is Haridas, he took great pleasure in reminding others of Krishna. So the Bhagavatam describes these two personalities as Haridas, but a third personality is described in the Bhagavatam as Haridas, that's Giridhar, but he's described as Haridasa Varya, the best of the devotees. What is the position of Yudhisthira Maharaj? Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu says, Yudhisthirasya Vatsalyam Prityasakyena Chanvitam. That he has Vatsalya Priti. He has love for Krishna in the mood of being like a father, like an older brother. But it's mixed with Dasya and Sakya Ras. So in that category of being Haridas, Yudhisthira can be said to be Purna. He's complete. Because Gaudiya Vaishnavas, you should know these three terms, Purna, Purnatara, and what? Purnatama. Krishna's Purna in Dwarka, Purnatara more complete. He's complete in Dwarka, Purnatara more complete in Mathura, and Purnatama most complete in Braj. So in a similar way, these three Haridasas are also Purna, Purnatara, and Purnatama. Yudhisthira is Purna, he's complete. In the realm of being a servant, He has this Vatsalya Ras mixed with Dasya and Sakya. Uddhava is described in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Rudra, Takyasado Vadinam, Priti Sakyena Mishrita. That three persons, Shiva, Garuda, and Uddhava, have Priti, Dasya Ras, mixed with Sakya Ras. But Uddhava is even a more intimate servant than Yudhisthira. Uddhava's relationship is also Dasya, mixed with Sakya, like Yudhisthira. But because Uddhava was sent by Krishna with a message of love, we read the Uddhava Gita. He was sent by Krishna from Mathura to come to Vrindavan to speak with the gopis. He carried a message of love to them. So Uddhava acted not only as in Sakyaras, but as a Priyanarma Sakha, a very intimate friend, because he was going between the gopis and Krishna. And therefore, in the category of Haridas, Uddhava can be said to be Purnatara. He's more complete. But out of all three of these devotees, only Giriraj can be said to be Haridasa Varya, the best servant of Krishna. Because out of all three of these devotees, only Giriraj fulfills Krishna's desires in all the rasas. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Jagadananda Pandit, don't walk on Govardhan Hill. But the gopis walk on Govardhan Hill. If the gopis don't walk on Govardhan Hill, how will they meet Krishna on Govardhan Hill? Think about it. Giriraj, he's helping with Sakyaras, with the friendship of the cowherd boys, by providing minerals for them to decorate Krishna's face with. And he provides different fruits that they use as balls. He serves Ruttak and Patrak, Krishna's servants, by providing different things they can serve Krishna with. He serves Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda and all the cows of Braj by providing grass for the cows and nice water and fruits and things. But especially Giriraj Govardhan. Kandare, Kandare. Kandara means the caves. Not far from here is a place called Saptakandara, where there's said to be seven different caves. And just as a note about our magazine, for the first time, I think, ever in print, you can find photographs of different caves on Govardhan Hill. And we took help of some local persons who were walking on the hill, and also some drones to get photos of those caves. So Saptakandara, there's seven different caves just near Punchari, when the tale of Giriraj Govardhan, not far from here. And in those caves, Radha Madhav, they're always performing confidential pastimes in those caves. So let's go a little deeper in our conception, our discussion about Giriraj. What is the conception of the Goswamis to Giriraj? Now, if you study the writings of Rupa Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Raghunath Das Goswami, they offer prayers to Krishna as Giridhari, the lifter of Govardhan Hill, but separately they offer prayers to Giriraj. And when they offer prayers to Giriraj, all their prayers, all of them, describe Giriraj as a devotee. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes in a similar way. Raghunath Das Goswami, we mentioned in our first session on this Govardhan Basa Prarthana Dasakam prayers, in the first verse, in the first words, he says, Nijapati. Oh dear Giriraj, Nijapati. Nija means your, Pati means your Lord. Nijapati, who is your Lord, is Krishna. So immediately in the first two words, he makes a distinction between Giriraj and Krishna. Rupa Goswami, there's many, many examples. Our time's a little short. We've given many, many examples of this in the magazine. If you want to be a good miner and try to find some deep jewels, you can see how we've dug up some of these things. In his Pratama Govardhan Ashtaka, verse 2, Rupa Goswami says, Brindarvarayam vanitam aste hari dasyam. He says, oh Giriraj, the goddesses of Braj, the gopis, have described you as Haridasya, the devotee of Lord Hari. In his text 9 to the same prayers, he describes Giriraj as Krishnam Bodhapreshta, the dear friend of the dark black cloud Krishna. And in the same verse, he says, Te Hridayasya, that Krishna is the Lord of Giriraj's heart. In Rupa Goswami's Brindavastaka, verse 8, he says, Varishta Haridasata Padasamrita Govardhana, that Govardhan Hill has a position of being the best servant of Lord Hari. Brihad Bhagavatamrita Sanatan Goswami says the same thing. Raghunath Das Goswami in his other prayers to Govardhan Hill says the same thing. Rupa Goswami in other prayers says the same thing. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says the same thing. I'm not going to cite all of them. But in the Bhagavatam, in the pastime of lifting Govardhan Hill, the 24th chapter, the 10th canto, Krishna says, Sailosmi, that I am the mountain. Well, that sounds pretty clear. Right? Krishna says, I am the mountain. And it said there, Tasmai namo brajajanai sahachakra atmanatmane aho pasyata sailoso rupino nugraham vyadat. That along with all the brajajanas, the residents of Vrindavan, Krishna bowed down to Govardhan Hill. And the verse describes, in effect, offering obeisances to himself. Giriraj is Krishna. We're becoming good and confused now? Okay, let's become a little more confused. Sanatan Goswami, in Krishna Lila Stava, he says, Prakradi go makavide yagyadota pahara buk gopa visvasanartha dri chalastulyana rupa drik. O Krishna, you described how the sacrifice for Govardhan Hill and the cows should be performed, and when the sacrifice was performed, you assumed a separate gigantic form, stula rup, and you claimed to be Govardhan Hill, and you ate the foodstuffs offered in the sacrifice. Jiva Goswami comments on this further in Krishna Sandarbha. I feel like we're really running really fast. It's hard to digest all this. I'm very sorry. He says there, he explains that Krishna, playing the role of a human being, sometimes offers respect when he's doing this Narada Leela, acting like a human being. Krishna sometimes offers respect to his own devotees like Lord Shiva, Narad Muni, and others. And he describes in Anucheda 29, Shri Krishna Swayam Bhagavan Apiyata Gobardhana Makalilayam Shri Gopagana Vismarpana. Vismarpana is a very important word in this description. Vismarpana kotukaya kaschin nijam divya murtim padarshayantai samam atmanai vatmanam namaschakre. During the worship of Govardhan Hill, Krishna manifested an expansion of his own transcendental form, and then along with the residents of Braj, offered respectful obeisances to this expanded form. And in this way, Vismarpanam, he tricked the residents of Vrindavan. Jiva goes on to say, Tad uktam, tasmai namo braja janai saha chakra atmanatmane ita itivat tatrapi vivanda atmanam anantam achuta iti. Offering obeisances to his expansion during the worship of Govardhan Hill, Sri Krishna said in this way, I'm bewildering, I'm tricking the residents of Vrindavan, because they wanted some reassurance. Because we heard even the Maruts, great demigods, when they came down as spies on behalf of Indra to see what was going on, they made their report back to Indra. They said, well, they're doing a bigger festival, but they're just worshiping a pile of rocks, which is what Giriraj appears to be. We generally don't see Giriraj with a flute and a peacock feather playing his flute and talking to us. That would be very wonderful. But the residents of Vrindavan, perhaps Krishna thought they have some doubt about worshiping Govardhan Hill. So Sanatan Goswami and Jiva Goswami says that he manifested this form to reassure them. In other words, indirectly he's saying that there was a difference between Krishna and Govardhan Hill. Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Krishna Sanghita, he says a very powerful thing when he speaks about Dhenukasura. Dhenukasura represents the ass, the demon, who is like a donkey who carries a heavy load. And he says there that subtle discrimination is extremely important for Vaishnavas. We shouldn't just take things very quickly at face value. Like I saw a bumper sticker once in America that said, Jesus said it, I believe it, and that settles it. We shouldn't be like that. Prabhupada said it, I believe it, and that settles it. But sometimes Prabhupada said different things. And the poet, William Blake, or was it Cowper, once said, we both read the Bible day and night, only you read black and I read white. And my grandmother's added, and then we fight. Mm-hmm. So we should go a little deeper to try to understand. So in our quest to try to understand the ontological position of Giriraj Govardhan, let's go to another realm now. We've examined some of the prayers of our Goswamis. We've looked in the Srimad Bhagavatam. But now let's look at the tradition around Giriraj of his origin. In English, we have the word Genesis, which is the first book of the Bible. And it's the book of the Bible. But Genesis also refers to the origin of someone, the ontological origin. So what is the genesis of Giriraj Govardhan? And we can examine three different descriptions. The first of which is a famous account, which is given in Garga Sanhita, that many devotees have heard, that on one occasion, Palashya Muni, he came to Drona, who is the king of the Himalayan mountains, and he had a son named Govardhan. Mm-hmm. And Palashya Muni said, you know, I live in Kashi. Kashi's really a really boring place. It's really flat. And it'd be really great if we could have a mountain there. Could you give me your son in charity? And Drona was very unhappy. He didn't want to get rid of Giriraj, didn't want to give him away. But Giriraj, understanding that something wonderful was about to happen, said, yes, I'll go. But on one condition. Wherever you put me down, I'm not going to get up again. And so Palashya Muni said, no problem. And then Palashya Muni picked up Giriraj and started flying through the air. That's very interesting. Krishna sometimes has his devotees do things that even he doesn't do. When they started flying over Braj, Giriraj saw Vrindavan. That, wow, this is where I want to be. So with his mystic powers, he's a little mischievous. He induced the need to have a call of nature in Palashya Muni's body. So Palashya Muni forgot all about his promise. He stopped, put Giriraj down, said, look, I'm going to go in the bushes. I'll be back in a few minutes. He went in the bushes and took a bath, and he came back and went to lift Govardhan Hill, and he found he wouldn't move. And he said, what is this? And Giriraj said, look, you promised wherever you put me down that I would stay there. Palashya Muni became very angry. They say that he cursed Giriraj to sink the size of one mustard seed every day. That's also a long topic. Interesting topic, because when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Chaitanya Charitamrita came to Kusum Sarovar, he saw the peaks of Govardhan Hill, according to Chaitanya Charitamrita. If you go to Kusum Sarovar today, you don't see the peaks of Govardhan Hill. So from that description, there's some article also about that in the magazine. Many, many topics are there. It seems that Giriraj is shrinking even faster than one mustard seed a day. That's another topic, but just a little note. So this is one way that Giriraj is described as coming to Braj. Another popular version, you see many deities of Hanuman around Braj, and many of them, you see Hanuman is carrying Govardhan Hill. He's also flying to the hill. Through the air with Govardhan. We did some research on this. It seems that the earliest description of this came from a grand disciple of Sanatan Goswami, very famous person here in Braj. His name was Narayan Bhatta Goswami. He wrote a book called Braj Bhakti Vilas, very famous book. He discovered many of the lost places in Braj, Uchagaon, the place of Lalita, and many places around Barsana and other places in Braj. But in Braj Bhakti Vilas, he says that when the monkeys were helping Lord Ramachandra to build a bridge to Lanka, Hanuman, he just picked up a whole mountain. He picked up Govardhan Hill in the Himalayas and started flying to the air. And as he came over Vrindavan, there was an Akashvani, a voice in the sky. It said, the bridge is finished. So Hanuman said, okay, and he put Giriraj down here. And Giriraj felt a little unhappy. Look, this is not fair. I was going to be used for the service of Lord Ramachandra. He was going to put his feet on me. Mm-hmm. And Hanuman said, don't worry, I give you a benediction. That in Dwarpar Yuga, you had Ramakrishna Charana Spadasa Pramoda. The Charana, the lotus feet of Ram and Krishna, Balaram and Krishna, Charana Spadasa Pramoda, they'll touch you, Spadasa Pramoda, you'll become very ecstatic. Mm-hmm. I give you that benediction. This is a second account. Another account, which very few people know about, we looked into this in the Sanskrit, in the Padma Purana, in the 80th chapter, it's described there an interesting story, which is said to be from Narad Muni describes to Brinda Devi, and he says this is Kope Paratane, from a previous ancient age. So it seems like perhaps from a different Dibya Yuga. He says there was one Brahmin whose name was Govardhan. And he was a great devotee of Lord Vishnu. He was doing so much brata here in Braj. And Lord Vishnu was pleased. He came before that Brahmin and asked him, what would you like? And the Brahmin said, well, I'd really like it if you like walked all over me. Put your feet on my back. And Lord Vishnu said, tatastu, so be it. According to Padma Purana, that Brahman, whose name was Govardhan, received Sarupya Mukti. Sarupya Mukti means he received a spiritual form similar to Krishna. And the Padma Purana says he received a form like that of Govardhan. Interesting. The Govardhan, according indirectly, the Padma Purana is indicating. Try to digest these points. I'm sorry for throwing them at you so fast. Indirectly, the Padma Purana is indicating that Govardhan is one of the forms, eternal forms of Krishna, right? If this Brahman got Sarupya Mukti in the form of Govardhan Hill, that means that Govardhan Hill is an eternal form of Krishna. Okay. And that Padma Purana says that Krishna, understanding that the Brahman was hungry and thirsty, he arranged for the Anakut festival to feed him. The worship of Govardhan, and understanding that he was thirsty, he arranged for some rain clouds to come. That was courtesy of Indra. Mm-hmm. There's another account which we also found about the origin of Giriraj, which is published recently by some Goswamis in Vrindavan, from the Maheshwar Tantra. Now, I have to give a little footnote, a scholarly footnote, because we want to protect the prestige of Srila Prabhupada's mission. That Maheshwar Tantra, we went all through the Sanskrit text of it, and we couldn't find this particular verse. Now, we went through a particular edition, a Chokamba edition of the book, which was published in 1940 by the Brahmachari named Krishna Priyacharya, and published in Benares. Now, maybe there's another edition which has this verse. But anyway, according to that narrative, that story, in a previous Yuga cycle, previous Dibya Yuga, Narad Muni was given a precious jeweled necklace from Parvati, the wife of Lord Shiva, and Narad Muni dropped it by accident. It's a long story. And that necklace became Govardhan Hill. So these are some descriptions, but these descriptions don't satisfy our question either. They don't speak about the actual primal origin of Giriraj. They talk about how he came here. Now we found two descriptions of the primal genesis of Giriraj. One is a little unusual. This is in the Bhavishya Purana. Bhavishya Purana is one of the 18 major Puranas and is quoted quite often by our Acharyas. And in the Pratisarga Parva, the fourth canto, chapter 25, the Bhavishya Purana gives a little unusual story. It says that Radha and Krishna were doing severe penances for 1,000 years. I remember reading that. That doesn't sound very sweet to me. I don't appreciate that very much. And it says there, first of all, we should give a little footnote again here. It's important to understand literature when we cite Pramanas. Jiva Goswami has given us his Sandarbhas, and he starts with his Tattva Sandarbha, which just establishes that Srimad Bhagavatam is the topmost. And in Tattva Sandarbha, he says, there's many Vedic literatures which are authorized, but when there's an apparent contradiction between them, we accept the account of the Bhagavatam, and some of these descriptions and other literatures are meant for people in the mode of passion or in the mode of ignorance. So this account of the Bhavishya Purana seems to be more for people who are very charmed by hearing about creation and like this. So it's described there that when Radha and Krishna were doing their tapasya, suddenly a very brilliant effulgence came from their body and Brajmandala was produced. And then 21 energies emanated from various locations in their bodies. 10 energies were produced from their 5 working senses, a panchakarmendriya. 5 knowledge acquiring senses, a panchagyanendriya. 10 energies came from this. Those 10 energies turned into the 10 villages: Gokul, Barshana, Nandagam, Bandiravan, Mathura, Braj, Jamuna, Manya, don't know where that's at, Shayaska, no idea, and Gopika. The 10 energies were born from the 5 objects of the senses, Panchatanmatra, and the 5 elements within their bodies, earth, water, fire, air, etc., the Panchabhotikas. These 10 energies turned into the 10 forests of Vrindavan: Gopavan, Vrindavan, Bahulavan, Madhushringa, Kunjavan, Dadivan, Rahavan, Kridavan, Venuvan, and Padmavan. And then the Bhavishya Purana says, from the minds of both Radha and Krishna together was born Manasa Prakritir Jato Giri Govardhano Mahan Dibyam Brindavanam Drisva Paramanandam Apasa. From the energy emanating from the minds of both Radha and Krishna was born Giriraj Govardhan. And when Giriraj saw Dibyam Brindavanam Drisva, Drisva means to see, when he saw the divine land of Vrindavan, Paramanandam Apasa, Giriraj became very happy. Yes, I'd like to live here. This is a good place. The Garga Sanhita gives yet another account, which is going to be our conclusion. I'm running. In the third canto, chapter 9, there's a description given how once after dancing with the gopis in Ras Leela, Krishna was very pleased with him. Krishna says, Yayatam mam prapadyante tam sataiva bhajamiham. This is my promise. Whenever someone approaches me, when they please me, I want to reciprocate. So Krishna wanted to reciprocate with the gopis. So he offered them a boon. What would you like? And Srimati Radharani, not just any of the gopis, but Radharani herself, she said, Yadi Rasi Prasano. See, if this Ras Leela brought you some pleasure, then Mama Premna Jagat Pate Tadaham Pratanam Twam Tu Karomi Manasi Stitam. Then my desire is, you please do this for us. Vrindavane Dibya Nikunja Parshve Krishna Tate Rasa Rasaya Yogyam Rahastalam Twam Krutan Manogyam Manorato Yam Mama Deva Deva. Please give us a place where we can serve you in the form of the Ras Leela. Because this Ras Leela brings you so much pleasure. My pleasure is your pleasure. If you want to please me, then give us a fantastic place. Better than the stadium for the New York Mets. Give us a fantastic place where we can do the Ras Leela with you. And Krishna said, Tatastu, so be it. And then Garga Sanhita says, Tadaiva Krishna Hridayat, from Krishna's heart, mark it. From his heart, Krishna Hridayat. Hridayat means the heart. Tadaiva Krishna Hridayat. And Gopi Vyuhasya Pasyata. Standing there, the word Vyuha is used, like an army. Pasyata, watching. The gopis were standing and watching. They were the witnesses to this. Gopi Vyuhasya Pasyata Nirgatam Sajalam Tejo Anuragasyeva Chankaram. Came this Anurag, this personified love from Krishna's heart. It landed as Govardhan Hill and it started growing and growing. Now, an interesting point comes up indirectly here, which answers a question some of you, I'm sure, were thinking about. Why is it that in Govardhan Leela, all the Brijbasis think that Krishna, Govardhan is Krishna? But the gopis are saying, Hantaya Madhura Bala Haridasa Varyu. Why the gopis are thinking something different? The Nanda Maharaj and the cowherd boys. Why the gopis are thinking that Giriraj is a devotee, but everybody else is thinking Giriraj is Krishna. Why? Right here is the answer. Gopi Vyuhasya Pasyata. The gopis, like an army, they were watching this, but Nanda Maharaj wasn't there. Mother Yashoda wasn't there. Sridham, Subal, Ruttuk, and Patrick, the different bridge bossies, they weren't there. But the gopis were there. They saw what happened that day here in Braj. From Krishna's heart, Anuragasyeva Chankaram, his personified love for who? For Srimati Radharani. Came from his heart and landed on the ground. And Krishna has a lot of love for Radharani. It started growing into a great mountain and it wouldn't stop growing. It's still growing today. Everyone in Braj became a little nervous. This giant mountain was going to smash everybody. And Krishna went and slapped it. Hey, stop that. You're scaring everyone. Because Krishna's love for Radha is unlimited. And this is the origin of Giriraj Govardhan. So from this conception, both of these conceptions come together. Giriraj is simultaneously Bhagavat Swarup, the form of God. Oh my God, like our Bridge Basi friend said this morning. Oh my God. He's Bhagavat Swarup, and simultaneously he's Bhakta Swarup, the form of a devotee. Jiva Goswami indirectly confirms this in his Yugalashtakam prayers. He says, Krishna Prema Moi Radha, Radha Prema Moi Hari. Radharani is made out of love for Krishna, and Krishna is made out of love for Radha. Then he goes on to say, what is in Krishna's heart? Krishna chitta stita Radha, Radha chitta stito Hari. Radha's in the heart of Krishna, and Krishna's in the heart of Radha. So when Krishna's personified love came from his heart in response to the request of Srimati Radharani, in reciprocation to the love that the gopis and Radharani had offered to Krishna, Giriraj Govardhan appeared. So our suggestion based on this is that Giriraj Govardhan is Krishna's personified love for Radha. Now, this is something Raghunath Das Goswami has seen before. He's seen in the Gambira. He's seen Krishna in the mood of Radha. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Vishnu Tattva. He's Bhagavan, but he's Bhakta Roop. He's in the mood of a devotee. And we can worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Bhagavan, no problem. But if you do that, he's no longer Mahavadanyaya Avatar. Because then his Icha Shakti, his desire potency, begins to control his Karuna Shakti, his mercy potency, who is Srimati Radharani. But when that Karuna Shakti is prominent, Radha Bhava Dyuti Sivalitam Nomi Krishna Sarupam, when that mercy potency is prominent, then he's Mahavadanyaya Avatar, the most merciful, when he's in the mood of Radha. But if you give him the symbols of Krishna and say, actually, you're Bhagavan, okay, he is. Oh, that's right, I forgot. And then the mood of Radharani is controlled and is a different result. And therefore, we can also worship Govardhan in two different ways. As Hari Dev, the lifter of Govardhan Hill, and he gives a very wonderful benediction. He'll grant you residence in Vrindavan. But if you worship him as Hari Das, he gives something even more. This is described by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in his prayers to Govardhan Hill. Vina bhavet kim haridasa varyo padashrayam bhaktiratashrayam hi yameva suprema nijesayo shri govardhano me dishatam abhishtam. Vina bhavet, vina means without. Vina bhavet kim haridasa varyo. Unless you worship Giriraj as haridas, padashrayam bhaktiratashrayam hi yameva suprema, you can't get the suprema, the love that he has. Wait a minute. What is the love that Giriraj has? Who is Giriraj? Giriraj is Krishna's personified love for Radha. Giriraj is Krishna, but he's coming to do service to Srimati Radharani and Krishna. And what is he doing? His purpose, his ontological purpose, is to be a place for the gopis and Krishna to walk on, to dance on, to perform the Rasleela on. He's a place. His function is to bring Radha and Krishna together. Radha Krishna Pranamur Yugala Kishore Jivane Marani Gati Aranahi Mor. Narottam Das Thakur says, this is our mood. We want to bring Radha and Krishna together. This is the mood of the Sakyamunjaris. This is the mood in particular of the Sakyamunjaris, a group of Sakyamunjaris known as the Munjaris, headed by Srila Rupa Munjari. And therefore, Raghunath Das Goswami, in his Manasiksha, he says, Samam Sri Rupena. You worship Giriraj with Rupa Goswami. Means with Rupa Munjari. And therefore, Raghunath Das Goswami, he understands the inner heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We say Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishta. That Rupa Goswami understands the Mano Bhishta. Raghunath Das Goswami understands that Mano Bhishta. Apparently, according to Aparavichar, the apparent consideration, Raghunath Das Goswami disobeyed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction that Giriraj is Krishna. But in Tattvavichar, he didn't disobey because he understood that Giriraj Govardhan has a similar nature to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That he's Bhakta Rup. He's in the mood of a devotee. And that if we worship him in the mood of a devotee, he gives something much, much more. Just as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives something much, much more when we worship him in the mood of a devotee, when he's in the mood of Radharani, who's more merciful than Krishna. Giriraj is more merciful. And therefore, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, Vinabhavet kim haridasavaryo padashrayam bhaktadatashrayami yameva swapremanya jesayo shri govardhaname dishatamabhishtam. If you want that love that Giriraj Govardhan has, then you have to worship him as a devotee. Raghunath Das Goswami is Tulsi Munjari. And his mood is that of the Sakyamunjaris. All of our Goswamis are in that mood. And therefore, he's approaching Giriraj Govardhan in that mood. And he's giving us this secret in Manasiksha, this Panchamrit, worshipping Radha and Krishna. So, but he says, Tam Nitya Govardhanam Anudinam, every day you worship Giriraj Govardhan. Constantly. But you do that, Saha Rupa, along with Rupa Goswami, in the mood of Rupa Goswami. So we ran really fast today. I hope all of you don't have a terrible stomachache after our presentation. Tomorrow we're going to have more time. We're going to go to a special place that very few devotees know about. It doesn't look so clean. We're going to go to Malahari Kund in Radha Kund, and we'll have darshan there, and then we'll go to a nearby place, a very clean, nice temple, which Bhakti Subdhamana Maharaj had, and his ISKCON devotees there. And we'll have maybe 2 or 3 hour long katha, more about Govardhan. And then specifically there, we want to speak about Gunjamala. And why is it that Gunjamala is so dear to Krishna, even more dear than pearls? What is the ontological position of Gunjamala? That's our discussion for tomorrow. So thank you all very much for walking with me on the strange and crooked path. I hope you don't have stomach aches for trying to digest so many things so quickly. Srila Prabhupada ke Bolo Giriraj Maharaja ke Gopremanande Vancha Kalpadarubhish cha Kripa Sindhubhyeva cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Ananda Kodi Vaishnavrinda ki Sri Haridasa Vayo Giriraj Govardhana ki Gopremanandi.